Okay, good morning. We're in Hilcha Sukkah, Taf Resh Chaf Tet. We're starting today with Tet Zayin. Okay, just to point out one interesting thing. We learned about you're not allowed to use a rope for kosher schach, even though the rope is made out of kosher schach, because it looks processed. It no longer looks like plant fibers, and now it looks like something else. Like it's been processed, it looks like a rope. It's not natural. However, and we also learned the din of maimid. You can't have it lechatchila supported by preventing it, the schach, from being blown off if it's a normal wind, because that's supporting it. However, it's brought down by Shem Rashom Zalman that lechatchila you can take one of these ropes, even though it no longer looks like it's a plant, or it comes from the ground. But you can use that as a maimed, because they're both, both of them are derabanans, and both of them are like a gzera derabanan. It's not just like it's a davar makabel tuma derabanan. It's a gzera so that you don't end up using something else that really is pasal. So it's like a gzera legzera type of thing. And so therefore, it's mutar. It's also, Shevet Alevi also writes it's mutar. Kovitz Mibet Alevi. Okay, and one interesting thing, since we didn't speak about the mats, so there's a tshuva on Igros Moshe, Chilak Aleph Kuf Ayin Zayin. He writes, using something, window shades, but let's say Venetian blinds. So it's made up of basically thin little slats of wood. Obviously, if it's plastic, it's pasul schach. Question is, if you have, just like you can use these bamboo mats or some kind of wooden mats for your schach, can you use these Venetian blinds that are your window treatments, coverings? So the etzem, the wood portion, are just pshutei kli'etz, and they're not makabel tuma, and it wouldn't be a problem. It may be an issue if it's a material that's so well polished and glazed it no longer it looks like plastic and doesn't look like wood anymore. But let's say you have things that look like wood. So he writes, the strings has a din of what's called, has to do with Hilchas, of what's Makabel Tuma and Masechas Kelim. And he says the string is called an Arig, even though it's not just a string anymore. It's not just a chut that's not used yet, but since it's a functional string that's working to hold everything together, now the Arig is Makabel Tuma Midaraisa, I believe. And therefore, even the wooden slab, since it's all one item, it all becomes something, a kli that's or an item that's makabel tuma. So anyways, the point is, if you can't, obviously it would be expensive and not the most practical use of your window shades for schach, but he writes that that would be a problem. Okay, so now, let's continue with Tet Zayin. So we learned, if you have a bundle that's tied up, right, so we learned about the gzera in Tetvav. So it reads like this: Chavila she'ein kosherim ota ela lemochram beminyan umiyad kesheikanena hakona yatirena ena chavila. So if you have a bundle of sheaves, of stalks of straw, whatever, so then we learned there's a gzera derabanan, but that's only if you store it like that, and that's how you often leave it. That's where they made the gzera. But if normally they're not kept or stored bundled, but when you bring them to the shuk and you want to sell them, you sell them in bundles. And then when the guy takes them home, he unties them right away. He doesn't keep it in there long term for storage. So then in that case, they were never gozer by a chavila, by these bundles. Okay, Yud Zayin. Im sikech b'chavila v'hitira kshera. Now, let's say you did throw the chavila of straw, for example, on top of your sukkah for schach, and then you untied them. Okay, so then it's kshera. Kevan she'eni sura ela mishum gzera. So if you threw up the bundles l'shem shade, and then you untied them, then that would be okay. Aval chavila shehela liyabish v'nimlach aleha lesikuch shepsula mina Torah ina niteret b'hatara ela tzricha ninua. So if when you put up the bundles, you put them up there to dry, but not for, or for storage, but not for the purpose of shade, so then when you untie them, it's still pasul, because that's called ta'aseh velo mina asoy. Since it was put up in a pasul fashion, to dry or for storage, when you untie them, you're not laying down the schach l'shem cell or shade, so that's actually a problem to araisa. And all you need to do though is just lift them up a little bit. There's no shear that's mentioned, but you just have to lift up each end probably, and so all of it gets lifted up a little bit, so it's got shaken, and then it's mutar. That's enough to be metaken the ta'aseh velo mina asoy. Okay, the first half was okay because you put it up there for shade and then you untied it. So it was done l'shem shade, you untied it, so now the gzera falls away. Okay. Yud chet. V'chen asru l'sakech b'nesarim shirochban arba'a. Chazal made another Issur d'Rabbanan that if you have planks of wood, now again, they're flat pieces of wood, they don't hold anything, it's called Pshutei Kli'eitz, Midaraisa, it's not Mekabel Tuma, and they do, right, so we're talking about wood, it grows from the ground and trees, but they made a gzera if it's four wide, because then it looks like a house, in other words, the way you build the roofs of homes. And so therefore, it has to do with the gzera d'Rabbanan, that maybe people will come, if they see that you're allowed to use wood to build your sukkah, with boards of wood, so then people might think that they can use their home all year. If their roof is made out of wood, then they can use the same roof, their same home that they have all year long, because it's made out of wood. But that's not allowed, because that's your dira keva of your entire house for all year. So therefore, that's a psul in that, and it has to be where you make something that's temporary. Okay, so then...
Even if each slat is... at least 4 amos from the next slat.
I mean, 4 amos or 4 tefachim?
Sorry, 4 tefachim.
You mean they're away, they're apart from each other?
Yeah, not.
So as soon as you have, as soon as the piece of wood is 4 tefachim wide, that's a makam chashuv, and we say there's nothing there. And it ruins your whole sukkah, basically. It'll divide, if that's a slat that goes across your whole sukkah, then that area is not part of your sukkah, and you might end up, either you can't sit underneath there, it depends on the geometry of your sukkah, either you can't sit underneath there, or it might even possibly your entire sukkah, because you'll be left with 2 walls instead of 3 or 4. Because, okay. Afilu hafchan al tzidan. Now, let's say you put them on its side. Let's say it's an inch by 4 tefachim. Right? A couple centimeters by 4 tefachim. So when you flip them on its side, it's not 4 tefachim wide, it's just a couple centimeters wide. But it doesn't matter. She'ein behen arba'a, even if it no longer, when you look upwards to the sky, it no longer has, you don't see 4 tefachim, it doesn't matter. That's part of the gzera. Once it's 4 tefachim wide, you're not allowed to use them. Okay. V'im ein berochman arba'at ksherin. But if it's not 4, if it's less than 4, it could be 3.5. All right, there's machlokas in the Mishnah, but we hold less than 4 is kasher lechatchila. Afilahim mishupim shedomim lekelim. Even though they're sanded down and smoothed, and doesn't matter even if it used to be 4 tefachim, and you know then it's mutter. Once you have it looks like wood and it's less than 4 tefachim, there's no gzera, it's fine. Vinagu, but the minag is shalol esakech behem klal, not to use any boards that are wide, even if it's less than 4 tefachim. So, like I mentioned before, the minag certainly, if for 1 tefach wide, akuli alma, that's okay according to the minag. It's brought down in Mikra Kodesh, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Chazon Ovadia, Az Nidbaru, and more. So when you buy, people often buy is 2x2s or less. That's for sure not a problem. 5 centimeters by 5 centimeters. But really it depends on your minhag makom. So it really, you know, so the general, we see in the Shulchan Aruch, the minhag of Klal Yisrael is generally not to do even close to four. But what exactly is the minhag depends on where you live. But okay. And okay, so it's also brought down. What's one of the main reasons for not making it more than, let's say, we'll call it more than a tefach, or whatever that shear is, because we don't want your sukkah to be built in a way that it'll be waterproof. We want it to have a resemblance of a dirat arai. So that's one of the reasons. Okay. Some say even nowadays, even less than four could be a problem, because nowadays people build roofs with planks of wood that are less than four. I don't know, that's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Okay, Mishnah Berurah also points out, interesting, let's say, now, it really depends on which Isurei Derabanan we're dealing with, but he writes, in this case, many poskim say that if at your sukkah you can't get a hold of anything, any schach, that's less than four tfachim wide. So we know midarabanan, you're not allowed to do that. But he says, if you have no choice, that's the only thing you're able to find, better to use a sukkah like this than not to eat in a sukkah at all. And he says, it even seems, according to the Rashba, you could even say a bracha. Okay, it depends on the situation, and if it's mishum gzera or it's mishum they assert something as a din derabanan midin, not just midin gzera. So it depends on the nature. Okay, yotet. Let's go on. Peras. Now this yotet is pretty much a repeat and a throwback from what we learned in the previous siman. Peras alea sadin mipnei achama. Person on for their sukkah, they want to throw a sheet over or under their schach, eleaz over, or tachteaz below it, mipinei haneshar, either because of the sun or because of the leaves that are falling down and you don't want them to land on your food. That's just annoying. So klomar, shelo yehu alin rikiksamim noshrim al shulchano, so that the leaves and little splinters or little pieces of dirt don't fall on your table. Psula, that's pasul, right? To eat in such a fashion, that's it's pasul and cannot be yotze. Aval, in lo peres ella lenaota. But if the whole purpose was a decorative purpose, you had some kind of beautiful sheet, pictures, designs, and you hung it up as decoration, kshera, it's 100% kosher, even if it fills up your entire sukkah. Vehu sheyeh, and you can't even see your schach. Vehu sheyeh betoch arba'a leschach. But we learned, if it's decoration, in order for it to be okay, it must be batel to schach, right? It's decorations for the schach, for the sukkah, and it must physically be within four tfachim. Okay. In order for it to be considered batel. Vyesh, and right, and that's the halacha. That's what we learned before, and that's the halacha. But then he's going to add another makel opinion, but which is not really the halacha. Yesh v'yesh omrim shesukah shehi mesukechat kehilchata. If you have a sukkah that's kosher, and you have kosher schach, v'yarei shama yivash haschach, but you're afraid that now the schach is going to dry up. O yishu ha'ali mitiyech hamata meruba mitzilata. Or your leaves are going to, right, it's either it dries up and it becomes smaller. Let's say you had 51% schach, shade, and 49% of open space, right? Or something, whatever, 60-40, just where it's a little bit close. And then now your kasher schach starts to shrivel up. So now you'll end up having more open sunlight than shade. Or Yeshua, or the leaves fall down, and you have more, again, more sunshine coming through than shade from the schach. V'tiyech hamata meruba metzilata, and then it becomes out being pasul. Uferes alea sadin shelo tityabesh. So what was the purpose? You put the sheet, you put it there in order so that the schach stays, so it doesn't dry up, o tachtea shelo yeshru ha'alin, or underneath it so that it supports the leaves, because the leaves will fall off quicker if gravity, if they shrivel up and gravity drops them. But if they're being held up, they'll last a little longer. Since the sheet is there and it's causing it to be more shade than sun, psula. That's the case where Chazal said is psula. Aval, im lo kiven v'prisut hasadin el lahagen mipnei hachama. But if the whole purpose was to prevent, to give you shade, or for decorations, it's either one, if it's for sunlight to give you more shade, to stop the leaves from bothering you, or from decoration, kshera. Any one of those reasons, it's kshera. But they also agree it must be within four tvachim of the schach. Okay, so we don't hold to this opinion. We hold the only way it's going to be mutter is if it's only for decoration. Now, in this Yeshomrim opinion, the Shulchan Aruch continues, Omiu lechadchila lo yasa ela imkin hu nikar lakol shemechavin kedei lahagin o shehu sharoi b'mayim. Now, it must be that you don't want to have any Marasayan issues or people to learn from you. So it should be in a way where it's clear. When you're hanging up the sheet, you're doing it for shade, or you're doing it, the sheet is all wet and it looks like you're doing it to dry it out. So then, that would be okay according to this opinion. The only time it's a mutter according to this opinion, the only time it's pasul is if it's to support the schach, right? But we hold the only time it's mutter is if it's for decoration. Okay, taf resh lamed. Let's start the halachos of the walls of the sukkah. Tafresh lamadini dufano tasukkah. Aleph. Kol hadvarim ksherim lidfanos. You can use any material for the walls of the sukkah, no problem. Right? Doesn't have the halachos tzchach. Ve'ein tzarich lahamidam derech gedilatam. And you don't, doesn't matter how you put them up, how you build them. They could be upside down if it's made out of leaves or branches. You can have it upside down, right side up. It makes no difference. Right? This is an allusion to a lulav. Right? Schach doesn't matter by schach, but by a lulav, it has to, in order to be yotze the mitzvah of lulav, you have to hold it in the way it grows. So again, this doesn't, none of these halachos of schach and lulav apply to the walls. V'afilu chamata meruba metzilata machmata defanot ksherot. Now, even if there's more sunlight, more open space in the walls, that's not a problem. It's still kshera. It could be, you know, you can have big, we'll talk about only horizontal poles where your wall is being created through lavud. We'll talk about that momentarily. But the point is here, even if it's made up of, let's say, very spread apart lattice work, and or you have door openings, door spaces, and it turns out you have a lot of more sunlight coming in from the sides, from the walls, that's okay. Haga, mikol makom lo yaseh defanot midavar sherei chora. But there's an issur derabbanan, you're not supposed to make the walls of something that has a bad odor, smells bad. O davar shemit yabesh toch shiva velo yebo shior mechitza. Or if the walls can dry up. We had this before by schach. It applies by walls. If your walls are made out of, let's say, greenery plants, and they can shrivel up and disappear on you, and they won't last for 7 days, also, you won't have the proper shear. Right? The minimum shear of a sukkah is 7 by 7 tvachim. Right? That's the area. So you need to make sure that the walls are going to be at least, you know, the minimum shear for as long as you need them. And the problem of the bad odor is because you might end up not staying there, right? It's going to bother you, and then you have to leave. Obviously, if it's, you can't even be, you know, you don't want to even be in there without holding your nose, so then that might even be a psul daraisa. So that we also learned by schach. Okay, let's go to halacha bet, sif bet. Okay, the actual, we'll start a little bit with the geometry of the walls. Bet. Defano tasuka, the walls of the sukkah. Im hayu shtaim zo, etzel zo, kemin gam. If you have two walls, Gam basically means it's like a right angle, 90 degrees. It doesn't have to exactly be 90 degrees, but basically you have two walls that are touching each other. Once you have two walls that are touching each other, Osa dofen sheyesh barochva yoter al tefach umamido bepachos mishlosha la'echad miadfanos. So this is what we're all familiar with, that you don't necessarily need to have a complete three or four walls, right? We have the famous thing, you can make a sukkah that looks like the letter Samech for sukkah, or Chaf, it's got three full walls, or even a Hay, where you have two full walls, and again, minimum seven tfachim by seven tfachim, right? And then you have the third wall, it's enough if it's just a mashu of a tefach. So that, right, din d'oraisa, we know that third wall only needs to be a tefach. But we have to learn, how does that tefach have to be standing in order to be kosher? All the halachos of, we're going to see that if it's, once you have a tefach wall, it's a question exactly where it's positioned, but the Bach says midaraisa, it's enough. But if in order, we're going to learn that if it's only a tefach, you have to use lavud and surah to petach to make it at least seven. And that, the Bach says, is darabana. Okay, so how does this work? You have two walls. If you have two walls that are connected to each other, so then the third wall, you have the most leniency on how to make that third wall. How do you do it? You put a tefach that has to be a little bit more than a tefach wide, because we need the wall to be at least four tefachim. In order for...
You mean the third wall?
The third wall, I mean. The third wall that we said only needs to be a tefach, but halachically it needs to at least be four tefachim, plus a tzura tepetach. How do you make one wall into one tefach into four tefachim? It needs to be, you use lavud. You can have an airspace on by that third wall, up to three. Now, if once it's three, you don't have lavud anymore. So it must be 2.9 or less, right? It has to be less than three. Now, since lavud, for argument's sake, we'll call it 2.9 maximum. So that means the tefach has to at least be 1.1, because you have to end up with at least four. So therefore, it has to be more than a tefach, right? Tefach would have been enough, but lavud can't be a full three. Okay. So what do? So we just said, you put one tefach, you make your third wall that's a tefach, just less than lavud away, and v'yamid kane keneged akoto keneged oto a tefach v'yasel et surat ha-petach. Now, the wall, we hold, can't just be four tefachim, it actually still has to be seven. So we have to turn one tefach into seven tefachim. How do we do that? So we just solved four tefachim. Now for the next three tefachim, you just have to create a tzura tepetach. So you can use that tefach as one beam, right? One side post, like a mezuzah, and then you create one more side post, and then you put a kana al gabayim. You put a rod, which is often the frame of your ceiling for a sukkah, and that'll work as your tzura tepetach. V'yasela tzura tepetach. Now, this tzura tepetach only needs to be mashlim your seven tefachim. It doesn't have to be the whole entire length of the wall that it's opposite. It doesn't have to be opposite the first wall, the entire length. That's brought down in the Shar Tzion, and alluded to in the Mishnah Berurah as well, that's enough. Mishnah Berurah does point out, there's an opinion though, once you're using the halacha of tzura tepetach, it must be at least four tefachim. That's not the main opinion, but that is an opinion he brings in,
so that
it turns into eight. So he holds, the Mishnah Berurah quotes an opinion that's machmer, that it's good to make it at least, it turns out to be eight, exactly. It could be seven if you make lavud two. So you could have two space, and then one tefach, and then four. But once you get to Tzura Tepetach, there's an opinion that says it must be four. Okay, Shiyam, which is basically like a doorway, because people don't make doorways less than four tefachim. That's where it comes from. Shiyam mid kane alav ve'ala tefach. We just said ukshera afal pisha kane shal gabeim ena nogea behem. Now the reed. This is also by Hilchos Erevin. The kane al gabeim. It must be completely, I guess, vertically is the way to describe it. Like from a bird's eye view, it must be over the two doorposts, but they don't have to touch. So you can make like a short wall, and then with the frame of your sukkah, you can have your kanagabeya much higher up. No, not at all.
What's the minimum amount?
Well, basically, for a sukkah, you end up with 20 amos. There's no maximum. As long as you have the wall of 10 tfachim high, then you can have up to, as far as I know, you can have it up to 20 amos high. Now, let's just finish reading the Ramah real quick. Haga, v'yum ha-tefach v'adofen magia l'schach, ein tzarich kana al gabeim. Now, not everybody agrees, but the Mishnah Berurah says, the Magen Avraham doesn't love this based on Yerushalmi, but all the Achronim basically say it's fine with the Ramah. And so the Halacha is the Ramah, that you only need to have, you don't even need to have an actual Kana Al-Gabayin, because the Schach itself will act as your Kana Al-Gabayin. But your Schach must reach, obviously, to where this, your two doorposts are. And then it's fine. Uma shenagu b'tzorat ha-petach agula hu lenoi be'alma. So the Ramah just points out that a lot of people used to make their entrance, or this Tzurat HaPetach, circular, or whatever, it's rounded. And he says that's only for Noi, but there's no halacha like that. And you can make your Tzurat HaPetach or completely flat, horizontal, or with an arch. And we'll stop here.